Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus. And I want to read to you today from Proverbs 24, verses 30 through 34. It says, the author of Proverbs here, 24, says, I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come up everywhere, and the ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. And I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. Now, here are some of the challenges, I think, when we read the Proverbs, right? There's a very simple but profound point to what he's saying here, right? He says, I go past the vineyard of a sluggard, someone who is frankly lazy. We've been talking about sloth this week, and we've said, you know, sloth is more than just laziness. There's a much bigger definition there of not being occupied with the right things. But there's also, the scriptures do teach against laziness of someone who, he says, you know, they're sleeping, they're slumbering, they're resting, and they're not doing what they need to take care of the property that they've been given. And here's where we have to be careful, though. All right, I think in our culture, in a culture that is so go, go, go all the time, we could read this and say, okay, right, never rest. I need to be going all the time. And I want to balance this with what the psalmist says in Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2. It says, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord protects the city, its watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for bread to eat, for he gives sleep to his beloved. So the psalmist here says, look, there's a way in which you can't read Proverbs 24 here and say, okay, so the answer is just work super hard, be super disciplined, right? Go, go, go. And that's the godly life. And the psalmist says, look, and if the Lord's not working there, if you're not trusting him, if you're not going to the Lord and saying, Lord, I know all this is dependent on you. He says, in vain do you rise up early. You live a life of anxious toil. He says, no, God gives sleep to those he loves. So big picture, there are rhythms of work and rest in the scriptures. In the Christian's life, there's a healthy rhythm of work hard and be diligent, and then rest, and know that God is the one in control of the world, not you. And so I think if you're listening to this right now and you're going, I look at my life, and yes, there's just laziness there. I am not using my time well, not applying myself, not being a good steward. And that's a really important word, really through all of the sloth messages, right, is this word steward. Am I stewarding well what God has entrusted me with? The answer to that is no. Like, I have been lazy with these things. Repent of that. Say, Lord, what steps do I need to take? And start taking those steps. But for some of us, you may be going, I'm running around constantly, right? You may need to say, no, you need to rest. You need to take time. You need to reset mentally to say, Lord, you're in control. I need to rest. I'm working hard. I'm working diligently, but I'm doing so anxiously. That's a point of repentance to say, Father, I need to rest in you. And Proverbs 24 is not condemning that rest of saying, I'm going to rest in the Lord. The question that we need to be asking again is, am I stewarding well the time, the talents, the gifting that God has given me, and the treasures that he's given me? All of us have at least some measure of resources. Are you taking care of the things that God has given to you, the property that he's given you, the resources that he's entrusted to you? Are you using the talents that he's given to you for selfish gain, pleasure, comfort only, or for the sake of the kingdom of God? Are you stewarding your time well? This is a good opportunity to look at our lives and say, Lord, how am I using the time that you've given me? Am I using it in ways that really do? It is for the kingdom of God, both when I work and I work hard and when I rest, or am I wasting time, spending my time like the sluggard here, right, who is spending his time doing anything but taking care of the property that he's been entrusted with? Are we using our time in ways that reflect our gospel identity, that we have been saved, we've been forgiven, we've been redeemed, we've been adopted, and then we've been sent back out into the world to reflect who God is to the world around us? And part of how we do that is by working diligently, but by saying, Lord, I want to be intentional with the time that you've given me. It's a good moment for us to reflect and then to ask the Lord to change our hearts, which then results in a change of some of the ways in which we're spending our time. Let me pray for you. Father, help guard us, Lord. This is not about just doing more. It's not the point of the proverb, Lord. It's not the point of the scriptures to say, just do more, be better. Father, we are saved by grace through faith, and you do call us to rest in you. But you also call us to be good stewards of all that you've given us, to be disciplined, Father, to work hard, not as a way of trying to earn salvation, but because we've been saved and because you have entrusted us with time, talents, and treasures. Father, help us to do a heart assessment, to repent where necessary, and to work for the glory of God, to enjoy you. Lord, we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a moment now just to reflect on this and to pray for yourself.